Welcome
to
Boar Speaks.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Boar Speaks. This is Moore speaking. We have a guest on the show. Can you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I am Kika. How is everyone doing? Morph, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. It's very exciting. I've listened to all of your episodes, so I'm so excited to be here.
All right, we'll drop. Let's see. We'll drop an intro for you. Here we go. This is for Kika.
X about me, yeah, X about me, X about me, X about me. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, homie. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, homie.
And don't forget it, Kika. Ask about me.
All right, she's a hustler. All right, so we started our conversation earlier. Been talking a mad mess about animals, so we're going to continue with that. So let's go ahead and bring back your hamster story, and then I'll tell mine.
Yeah, so a few years back I purchased a hamster, and they had told me that it was a girl. A couple of weeks later, you know, I'm buying all kinds of girl stuff, pink stuff. Well, one day there's two big old knots that
nut sacks. You can say that.
Two big testicles that did not belong there, because from what I was told, it was a girl. I take her to Petco, and they say, "Well, ma'am, whoever told you it was a girl told you wrong. You have a boy." Oh, okay. Well, now I have a boy with testicles. Great, fantastic. Well, next couple of weeks later, my baby hamster got too big. Try to, I guess, crawl under the hamster
hold
wheel.
On. Did they call the hamster Caitlin?
No. I think we had to switch it to Mimo. It went from Mimi to Mimo. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying it. You were saying about the wheel. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
So the wheel, unfortunately, was the reason why he passed away. He was a little too chunky and got stuck under the wheel. I don't know what he was trying to do, but that is how his story began and ended. And I think from that story, the funny part was waking up the next day and finding his testicles there. I think that was the most awkwardest moment for me, because I was worried something bit it, you know, spider, ant, something. But no, he was just growing.
Yeah, so I had two sets of hamsters. When I was younger, me and my brother each had hamsters. And I don't know, it seemed like, I don't know if we had the wrong cage or what. I think at one point we had a metal cage for each of them, and then we got like the plastic cage so we can carry them around. And at one point they, I don't know, I guess gnawed a hole like large enough for both of them to get out. And for months, we could not find them. Like for months, we just kept looking, you know, from time to time we would like see one, and then we ended up finding one that went into like a hole in the wall, you know, almost like a rat.
Yes.
And then we opened the door one day and it ran out and ran away. So that was the last of that one. But we still never found the other one for like another few months. And then we just noticed one day that one of our plants had a bigger hole in it at the bottom, and it was dying. So we didn't know what it was. And we started like shaking the plant around, and that little bastard was in there. He actually, I can't remember if he died in there or if he got out and we got rid of him, we let him go or what. So that was one time that we were younger then. Like I wasn't even working at that point. So then.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I was going to go to the other story, but go ahead before I tell the other story.
No, I was just going to say they're very smart. Mine always got out of his cage and snuck into the pantry and only ate his snacks. Now, he wouldn't eat any other snacks but his snacks. And in the morning, you know, I already knew where to look. In the pantry, he was right there just eating. So they are very intelligent and funny. They have a huge personality. Mine will sit and watch TV with me. Shows like nothing. Like a dog.
I don't remember. I mean, I was too young at that time to even remember what the damn hamster was doing. I know the second one, when I was older, I was working at Kmart and I went and got one. That's when Walmart used to sell like hamsters, fish, mm-hmm. and all that. So I went to the one on Beechnut and Gessner and picked out a hamster. And that year, I was going to Delaware. Was it Delaware? I think it was Delaware. I think I told you New York, but it was Delaware. And I was going to Delaware to go visit my brand new nephew out there. And I told my uncle, I was like, just feed him. You know, he doesn't eat that much food. Just feed him, you know, from time to time and just take care of him. He's like, I got you. I'll take care of him. This and this and that. So I don't know if my uncle was MIA for a while or what the hell. I came home to find my damn hamster just like frozen dead. Poor and I'm hamster. Like, how did he die? And then I looked and his damn mouth was like pinned open. Oh, and I guess he couldn't, you know, because I got the little teeth. So I guess he couldn't like wiggle his way out. And he was like frozen stiff. Well, I can't say frozen stiff, but he was like stiff hard. Yeah. And I ended up just throwing him and the whole cage out.
You didn't bury him?
No.
I buried mine. I had to.
I'm from New York. We don't bury it. If we had dead fish, we flushed them. If we had like, I mean, we've always had like little animals. Like my mom has always been like a big bird lover. Mm. Oh, yeah. Mostly bird. I'm surprised. I mean, recently she had two. We bought her like this big one for like, I remember it was like $600 to $800. And wow. The bird would talk, you know, from time to time. We bought it from a breeder, you know, it would talk. And then my mom was like, I want a second one. So this one was named Cookie.
Cookie, and, nice.
Yeah, and then the second one, you know, we went to like Fish and Pets off of Beechnut, and she saw like a parakeet, and she was like, "I want that one." I think it was like 100 and something, maybe 200, and she's like, "I need a companion for the other bird." And look, that bird, the one we bought her was like, it was like one of those like big ones with the beak, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't a parakeet. One. It was like a big parrot, you know, big tropical one. And then this one, she went and got like a little parakeet. Well, the funny thing is she got that damn parakeet, named it Rocky, and it did not like the other one. They could not be in the same cage. They didn't like each other. Territory. They would talk crap to each other. And the funny thing is the expensive one said a few words, but the cheaper one that she got said more words than the expensive one. Yes. Right. And it would cuss at you. It would mock you.
It you know, not a little bird.
Yeah. And the bigger one would say like the same thing, you know, quieres café and the same thing. Like it would speak Spanish, which that in itself was crazy because the whole reason we got her that parrot was because, we had one in New York. She decided to take it to Honduras, you know, and it ended up staying stuck in Honduras because you can't bring, you know, wild animals back. So I'm like, okay, now you got to get another one, which that one there would like sing, cry if you cry, would make fun of you. I mean, I remember my grandma loved that damn bird.
Awesome.
So we bought another one in New York. Well, I guess my dad bought another one in New York and it didn't really do as much. So I kind of figured, you know, we'll buy my mom one here. You know, me and my brother put our money together. We were younger and we got her that bird. But since then, both of them passed away. So
Yeah, my mom, she, with her ex-husband, he liked to, you know, hunt and go to the forest and whatnot and hike and et cetera. And he had found a green parrot, like a baby bird that fell mm-hmm. off his nest. And he brought it, and my mom grew so attached to it. Well, one day, unfortunately, he got trapped in the bathroom and he was trying to get out, and he like hit himself on the door. And so he got blind on one side. Oh, and then, wow. Of course, you know, they get older, they get old. He passed away. And ever since, my mom's like, I don't want no more birds. I don't want no more dogs. I don't want no more animals, because she grows so attached to them. And that's exactly how I feel, you know, about, you know, getting a new dog. Is I haven't had one for over 5 years. And
so what's your dog's name?
So my dog's name is Lucius Lucky Moran. His street name is Lucius. I mean, Lucky. Okay.
And what's my nickname to him?
I don't know, Morph. What is it?
Doodleicious.
Now
so that's why we're talking about animals and pets, because
we just recently got a 8-week-year-old Doberman, red Doberman. And like I said, I haven't had a dog in like over 5 years. Last two dogs I had was Chow Chow and Shih Tzu. So, you know, having a Doberman at 8 weeks is a handful with a 1.5 year old baby.
So here's a joke for you. What do you call a bulldog and Shih Tzu mix?
The emoji.
No, it's bullshit.
Exactly, the emoji.
So yeah, so we're talking about animals. So I mean, I can say we don't have an animal. Me and my wife, we don't have an animal because, well, let me not say an animal. That sounds rough. We don't have a dog because we travel too much, and between, you know. I do work from home now. She works from home from time to time, but it's too much in and out. So I feel it'd be unfair for the dog to, you know, for us to have a dog at this point. Because even earlier on, we talked about it when our daughters were living at home, and we said the same thing. You know, we didn't think everyone would, especially with the girls, you know, being older, no one would really want to say, you know, hey, you know, who's going to watch the dog? You know, let's go out tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the big thing, the issue my mom has now. You know, she's so conscious about the dog and leaving the dog and taking the dog to other people's house that, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like that it's not a burden, but it's best for me not to have a dog, to not have to worry about it. Especially like if I go on a trip, sometimes, you know, we go on trips for like 2 weeks. That in itself is like whole big babysitting bill, because mm-hmm. either you're gonna have to burden somebody in your family to watch it, or
take it to a dog hotel.
Yeah,
and that's expensive.
That's like $1,000, you know. Yeah. And it's going higher and higher. So in my lifetime, we had 3 Scoobies.
Oh, Scooby.
Yeah, so we had.
We were actually thinking about naming him Scrappy too, but I just feel like Scrappy was for little pup, you know, and he's going to be big. So,
yeah, see, when we were younger, our first one was Scooby. He was like the greatest dog. He was like a poodle with nappy hair, and he ended up running out. My aunt, I don't know. I don't know if he got away from her and he got ran over by a car. Aww. So that kind of sucked, because he was like extremely smart. Like all my younger pictures, we had, you know, him. And then like my mom tried to get another one, and that dog was kind of dumb, you know, but it was another Scooby, you know, and it wasn't the same. And then we moved to Texas, and I think we had one more dog, and we named him Scooby.
Why Scooby?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the first two, you know, was because one was supposed to replace the other one.
Yeah,
you know, and make it seem like it was normal. But I don't know. It just, I mean, now it's like my brother names all his dogs after like cars and shit. So it's like, so he's had like a Mercedes.
Oh God.
My niece named her dog Bentley. Mm-mm. Who else? I mean, he had like some other ones. There was Mercedes and something else.
Well, I can't. I guess I can't laugh too much. My dogs were, the first one was named Brownie.
Brownie.
He was brown.
Because he was brown.
Chow Chow. My second one was named Yoshi.
Yoshi,
Yes, like the Mario Kart Yoshi. I am a fan, y'all. I am a fan. I love it. It was either between Yoshi or Bowser. Don't judge me. Don't judge me, everyone.
Okay. Yeah, there's weird names. I'm trying to think. I didn't name none of my hamsters.
Well,
because they didn't live long enough.
Yeah.
They didn't stay with me long enough.
Mine went from Mimi to Mimo.
I'm trying to, I had some fishes, I had some fish, but I don't know. You could never, they were always goldfish and they looked the same and I never named them.
Mine always died.
My betas always died. Them things, never stayed.
My mom could not save or clean that tank to save her life. She would clean the tank, and she didn't know any better. Of course, she didn't know you had to wait for the water
room temperature.
Yes. And so she would just dump them on there, and next thing you know, they died.
Well, I told you that my mom loves pets, so I forgot to mention that we in New York. I don't know if you ever heard of the fish called Oscars.
No. Oscar, like the movie.
No. The actual name of the fish is called Oscars.
Okay, because there's a movie it's not called like Shark Tale, and he's Oscar.
Oh no, not from Shark Tale. This is way before Shark Tale was even thought of. So the Oscars, we had two big Oscars, and we had other fish in there, but those other fish would always get killed by the Oscars. The Oscars didn't like nobody around them, especially they were huge. They almost looked like flounder, like kind of flat. But these Oscars would lay their eggs on this big rock, like almost like 30 or 40. So we're always thinking every time we're going to get like some fish. Nope. They eat all their kids.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, they would lay them and they would eat them. We never had any baby from them. And I want to say when I was younger, I want to say at least 3 or 4 times the rock was like full of fish, like a bunch of little babies. It looked like little caviar. God. Yeah. That's what it looked like.
Like Finding Nemo.
Yeah. So we never had no baby fish. And then I think we ended up getting rid of them before moving here because the tank had to have been like 100-plus gallon tank. Well, my mom used to clean it. I mean, she knew how to clean it at that point because she, she knew all the, take the fish out. I think the only fish that that we ended up keeping that would stay with them was the algae eaters.
Mm-hmm. They're good though.
Yeah, the algae eaters were good. But here in Houston, my mom had a fish tank with a huge algae eater. I mean, the damn thing felt like a snake, not a snake, but a shark. And one time he fell out the tank. And I had to grab them and pick them up and throw them in. That was like the nastiest feeling.
Ew, all slimy.
And then recently, my mom had some fish. I don't know where she got this fish tank from. And I went over and I saw how dirty the fish tank was. And she had like little trinkets to put in there with like a treasure chest that opened and closed with the water bubbles. So I was like, let me clean your tank out. And I kind of showed her because obviously, she's older, so she forgot. So I showed her, I put the fish in a little bucket to the side. with the, you know, normal water, and then cleaned the tank out, you know, changed like some of the rocks and fixed it, put them back in, you know, and I told her, you know, maybe in a month, you know, you're going to have to do it again. So she says, okay. So here's the funny story.
So she calls you.
Well, there was supposed to be three in there or two in there, and I only found one, and the other one was like little pieces.
What?
Yeah, so he had like died, and she thought he was like hiding the whole time, because they always hide.
They ate the fish.
Well, I don't know if they ate the fish or it got caught in the filter, because you know sometimes when the filter suction is too hard, they just die and deteriorate, and that's the only thing I found. So I don't know.
I just got the Nemo vision right now, like poor Nemo.
So after I cleaned it, because that was part of the reason why I cleaned it. So like a month passes, and my mom calls me and says, I can't find the fish anymore. I don't know what happened. And then my aunt calls me and tells me, we found the fish. I was like, what do you mean you found the fish? She's like, well, I guess your mom didn't see right. And she threw the fish behind the tank. And it's been on the outside of the tank the whole time. Oh, my God, poor. So she missed the hole.
Oh, my God, poor mom. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so she put the fish tank away and said she's not going to put any more fish.
I'm done. She's like,
yeah, you know, she can't see right. So, you know, and then she was thinking the fish was hiding. Same as last time. I was like, Mom, the fish is not going to hide forever. If you put some food out there, it's going to come out. So,
see, I'm not good with fishes. So if I ever need, I'm going to call Morph. Some tips on some fishes because I can't do it. But my daughter, Glow, loves fishes. We had took her to, for her first birthday, we took her to the aquarium.
Okay.
And as soon as she recognized Dory and Nemo and the turtles, oh my God, she loved this. She got so
you took
excited.
Her to downtown to the aquarium, that one?
Yeah, I think it was the one downtown. Yeah, downtown. Okay. And it was, oh my God, it was awesome. She loved it.
Have you been to Kima, the boardwalk?
Yes. Went over I must that have stinks. Been to Kima. Oh my God, yes. I hate it.
It's the worst smell. I mean, I've been to ports and bays and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's the worst smelling place ever.
I don't like it. I'm sorry. Back then, I mean, I used to. It didn't stink that bad, but man, it got bad. It got bad. But,
And nope. I want to say one of those places we went to that one time was like a, feeding, not a feeding, but like a, what do you call it? Not dumb, feeding.
Like the stingrays and stuff?
No, you give it food, you petting. Like you know, it's like too? A little petting. Yeah, uh-huh. Like a little petting area. And I couldn't even sit.
I can't
sit.
Do that. I couldn't even
I couldn't even stay in there because it stunk so bad. I was
exactly.
Like, yeah.
I can't do that.
Like, nope.
Nope.
Walk right out. And we were supposed to eat there at the Kima Boardwalk.
Oh,
that was like the worst. I was like,
can't, because it stinks. You can smell the, you know, the fish.
We went to some seafood restaurant there. It had to be like Landry's or something. It didn't smell so bad in there, but like on the outside, it was the worst.
Yeah, no, I definitely love what is it? Bubble shrimp, bubble gum shrimp.
I don't like it.
What?
It's fake to me.
Well, yeah, but it's still pretty good, though.
No.
No?
It was like, to me, it was like a waste of money. I mean, I eat a lot of shrimp, a lot of seafood, and I don't know. It wasn't it for me at all.
The only thing I can eat, and I've tried, and I'm okay with it, but it's just not my top fave, is fish. I can't. I know. I can eat sushi. I can eat cooked sushi and all, and eel and all that. I just can't eat fish.
See, my thing is, people make fun of me because I can eat Filet-O-Fish from McDonald's. They're like, that's not real fish. So every time, like, I'll go and I go get it on purpose, then I send a picture to my family to see what they say. But I mean, the only fish I can really eat, I mean, I guess if you cook it and I eat it, you know, not fillet it. I can't eat bake. Like, I've eaten like salmon off the pit, smoked salmon. Like, I'll smoke it. So that's okay.
Salmon I can do, but just not fish. I can't do it.
Catfish, I mean, ew. You don't like catfish? I mean, oh yeah, I mean, we've had catfish fries here. Like, I did a whole fry over here. But I mean, I can eat catfish. And then there's the other stuff that's like catfish. It's called swai or sway. Something like that. And it's supposed to be just like it. I mean, that's the only thing. I can't eat like the other stuff. Like, so, like, my mom will eat like the fish that's fried like completely, and then the eyeballs are still in.
Yeah. I can't do that, man. It freaks me out. I can't do it.
And look, Hispanics eat the eyeballs too, so.
I don't know what kind of Hispanics you've been seeing.
I'm telling you, okay? Nasty. Go to like a little Hispanic spot and tell them to cook. Even in Mambo. Hispanic. I'm just saying, but like, Mexican, I'm saying, like, go to like Mambo and ask for a fried fish.
I love Mambo.
And you'll see that the eyeballs are still on there. And there was one, I can't remember what, was it redfish? I can't remember, but
I think
my wife, she ate it in Mexico. I mean, you select what you want. They cook it right there, right on like the real grill with the fire, like a big flame. And it was good. I mean, I ate it. I'm not like a big fish person either, but I mean, I ate it. It to me, fish has to be fried for me to eat it.
Yeah, you know? I can definitely.
And I don't like playing with bones either, because this had bones, so. I don't like playing with bones.
I can't do that. I can't do that. Just like I can't do oysters. Oh my God.
I only ate oysters when I was younger with my uncle.
Never ever tried it until we went to the Rapport. And of course, Ray, you know, he was
the Rapport.
Like, the Rapport.
Where is that at?
So
is that the one in Memorial?
Well, yeah, there's several locations. They have in Memorial. They have here in Cinco Ranch.
Oh, Roxport.
I call it Rapport. Which one is it? Roxport or Rapport? Because I hear Rapport. I hear Roxport. Which one?
Everyone I know call it Roxport. It's that Cajun place, right? It's like right beside, what is it?
Not the Yard House. That other one. It's next to Torchy's. It's next to, it's right there in the,
maybe we're talking about two different places, because this is like, oh, that's where I used to live. No,
yeah,
the one I'm talking about is Roxport. It's right there in Memorial City, right by what's that, Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory in Memorial City. Yeah, yeah. I think that's the same one. It's like seafood, right? Cajun?
Yeah. I just didn't like it because I noticed this last time. Well, I mean, I liked the food. It was okay.
Man. But
I didn't like that they charged 20% service fee.
The service fee, yeah. No, yeah. Well, actually, I don't think they try. Well, I don't know. Maybe we didn't even notice, but the one here.
Yeah,
Haiti,
a lot of people didn't notice. My wife didn't notice until I pointed it out, or somebody told her too. And I was like,
that's
they do charge a service fee.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I tried the flight? Was it the rum flight or something, or bourbon flight? That thing was strong. Yeah.
Well, the drink he tried, what was it, a blue cheese vodka or blue cheese, I don't know, he didn't even know what it was, he just saw vodka, he's like, okay, order it, nasty, but yeah. I had the fried oyster, oh my God, it was the most delicious thing ever.
See, maybe oyster fried is okay.
Yes, I can do it fried. I can't do it raw with the lime and the hot sauce and the cracker. I can't do it. I tried it, but fried, they put butter, garlic, they put seasoning. Oh my God, it was so delicious.
My uncle used to like trick me and say, you know, I'll give you like $200 because he knew I wanted some Jordans or something, and he always had money. He's like, look, if you eat at least 6 oysters with me, I'll buy you a pair $200. Of Jordans or something. Yeah. Oh, so, I mean, he would do it. He would give me the money. But what he hated was, and this is funny because, you know, I never thought about this until like later on in life. Like, we would go to like seafood places that he loved. Like, there was a few places he loved. There was always seafood. He would always order like oysters and shrimp and shrimp, what is it, cocktail. I would order a damn hamburger.
Oh, boys, and the gumbo and the booty.
I would order a damn hamburger.
Oh my God.
He was so pissed. I mean, I was younger, you know, I was pickier than more than now, but
yeah,
you know, and I was like, I was like, I'll just take a hamburger because I didn't know anything, you know, unless they had like something like shrimp fried rice or like shrimp and rice or something like that. But I mean, he always wanted me to eat like the weird stuff, like oysters or what is it, clams or something, you know. And then, you know, what I didn't like is when you put like the lemon on the oyster and it starts moving around.
Ooh, yeah. Or you know how they have the what's it called, that cocktail, the shrimp octopus. They have all kinds of. I can't do it. It's nasty.
Do you like calamari?
No, I've tried it too. Look, I'm like down to try everything.
See,
I'm so down to try everything. But
see, the only thing about calamari is it depends on where you get it from.
Yes.
Like for real, because like some places, like if you go to Olive Garden, you know, it's kind of basic. It doesn't have that much flavor.
You gotta go to a real soul place.
Well, see, we used to go to And it sucks that it's not around anymore. It's called Mamma Mia's.
I've heard of it, Mamma Mia's.
So that place used to be part of the whole Papa's chains and all of those. And man, oh, wow. they had like a real good calamari. And they only had one spot. And the reason why they closed that down because of all the Papados. But that spot used to be, you know where T-Town 2000 is?
Man. T-Town. I got right. kicked out of T-Town, Bel-Air to Bel-Air. In a good way. I didn't do anything bad, I promise.
Bel-Air? Hold on, which one are you talking about?
Okay, so there's two T-Towns. There's the T-Town Tistletown and then T-Town off of Richmond. You're talking about Richmond, right?
Richmond, yeah.
Okay, yes. Richmond and Washington Street, I know. I know very well, y'all.
Yeah, so this one was T-Town was right there on Hillcroft and Richmond.
Right across Papacito.
So right in that shopping strip to the left of it was where Mamma Mia's was. Mm-hmm, is it Mamma Mia's or was it Mia's or something? It was something like that.
I think it was Mamma Mia's.
Was it? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they had like the closest calamari to like New York. So and see, nice. Different people serve it different. So like New York, we go to this place called Randazzo's, and like they serve spicy calamari. Mm. And it's good. It's not like a spicy, but like when they do it,
kick to it.
Yeah. And they cover the calamaris with like the marinara sauce. And it's like really good.
You can't really see that it's
And it's good. I mean, you're going to pay like $20, $30. I think it's like $28 for that plate.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was good. The only thing was like when you come to Houston, the only place that served it like that was Mamma Mia's. And then everywhere else is like they try to do their kick. So like one time we went to like BJ's.
Oh my God, the only thing I love about BJ's is when their dessert is yum, and then two, their pizza.
I've had their pizza, but I don't know. I'm from New York, so pizza.
Well, yeah, I haven't been to New York, so I haven't had the best pizza yet.
Pizza from Texas is like, yeah. Now, if you want something close, there's two spots. So there's Brother's Pizza,
which I've heard, and I need to go try it.
Yeah, so Highway 6. What about Grimaldi's? Grimaldi's is different. Grimaldi's is more like,
I know it's an oven baked pizza.
Yeah, and it's a different style. I would say Frank's Grill. I'm not Frank's Grill. You made me say Frank's Grill. Frank's Pizza in downtown.
Oh, okay.
So, and the good thing about Frank's Pizza in downtown is it closes at 2 a.m.
Nice.
So, like after the club, you go there. Done that plenty of times. You go there, get you some pizza.
I always got lost after Glorious and the other bars around it. I always ended up going on the other side on 45 instead of 59.
Oh yeah. Yes. You gotta throw the GPS on, like for real.
For real.
Yeah,
for
so real. Frank's pizza is really good. And the club, there's a club like on the backside of that, I mean, next door there's like Diablo Loco or Diablo something.
Oh yeah, Diablo Locos. There's Dave and Buster's that they just shut down. There's
but there's another spot. It's like Club something. I mean,
Uptown Club. Uptown. No,
it's
Lounge.
Like Club H or something. There's like three or four clubs on the backside of Main. Main is on the other side of that. And there's like two or three of them, and they're like hot spots all the time. But
no, that's Washington, what I'm thinking.
They hood radish over there. But yeah, so
are
the.
Are you talking about maybe Lincoln? No, that's on Washington.
Yeah, it's further down. This is on Main. I can't remember what it was called. But I mean, that place is.
The only one I know in Maine that's Louisiana as well is Glorious Latin Club. I love it.
I don't remember if I've been there. I mean, I may have been there because. Sometimes when me and my friends go out, we go hopping from place to place.
I think y'all went, I think y'all went like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's the other spot.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was the Glorious.
On I-10?
Yeah.
How was it? Oh my goodness. It's new, right?
That one is it new? Because it's close to.
Yeah, the one on I-10 and 99. That's the one that's new. The original one is in Louisiana Street in downtown.
If I'm thinking about this place, it was decent. Then we went to
I went to Whiskey River.
Yeah, that was more than a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Whiskey River. I love it. I love when I first went. I also like the other location off of 290, I think.
Yeah, that was by my other house. That one seemed a little bit better. That's the one I always used to go to with my niece.
Oh my God. You would have to line up at 7 o'clock in order to get in and have a good time. Cause after 9 o'clock, that's it. You don't go in.
Yeah, I ended up messing around with Whiskey River. That'll be another story for another time.
Another time, Morph. Another time.
Yeah. So, how's the dog? I don't see Doodalicious running around.
Taking a nap. He's a really good boy. He's a really good boy. He's just very playful, and he wants to play, you know, with Glow and all. And I mean, you know, he had his siblings, and you know, pretty sure he misses, you know, his brothers and mom and grandma, and but we're trying to be as playful and caring and nurturing as possible. So but he is a biter. He's nibbling a lot, so
yeah, you gotta get him. Ray said he was getting him some toys or got him some toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you keep them toys around. A friend of mine, she had like two dogs. One was a wiener dog, and I forgot what the other one was. Well, both of those little bastards chewed her couch up because it was leather. And I'm assuming they were always teething because she always bought all kinds of chew toys and all this crap, and they still chew her damn couch and her sandals.
Yeah, they teeth. I mean, again, I had my previous dog at 3 months, so they teeth until they're like about maybe a year. I believe so, a year. And from there, they just, you know, you just got to teach them how to not chew on the stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're doing great. It's day by day. And, you know, we're very happy that we have this cute, handsome boy. He already knows how to shake. So being on his fourth day here, I think we're doing great.
Yeah, I heard Lucius, Doodlelicious, was going around to his grandmama's house.
Oh, yeah. He paid a visit to everybody, an introduction and everything. And, well, I don't know how that went, but I hope he behaved himself. So, yeah, he'll get used to it. We'll all get used to it. I just hope my allergies get a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, do you think you're going to get accustomed to him, like, and not have to worry about allergies?
Well, I'm going to do my research of allergy shots and see how they go. I just developed allergies maybe about 4 years ago. So first it started off with pollen, and then I realized that it was dogs and cats. And so I'm going to see what I can do on my part, and hopefully the shots work. And, you know, we just got to do what we have to do before. I don't want to give away my Lucius. So.
Well, you could always sell them.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to be an option for Ray. Ray is not going to sell this dog.
It's going to be Glow or Doodlelicious. It's going to be one of the two.
Mm-mm. I pick my Glow. Always.
Here in the background.
I know.
She said, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Morph. Just prayers from everyone. And pray for me and my patience and strength for my dog Lucius and my child. For
Doodlelicious and his doo-doo.
My daughter and my Lucius.
Poor Glow. You didn't throw any nuggets out there.
I don't like the word nugget. I'm the one that told him. I said, why y'all use nugget? Nugget sounds nugget.
Nugget is used in like real life situations. People say, look, I'm dropping nuggets.
Really? I've never heard that before. Nuggets to me. It sounds like I'm dropping.
No.
I've heard of cap, smack. What's the other one? No caps. Smack. What is the other one that they be saying?
That's
low key, high key, like.
Well, that's all the kids, you know.
No, I don't get when, that.
When people say nuggets, it's like I'm dropping this information for your brain. See, it's different. We use that in the corporate world.
Ay no, pues perdón.
Ay no,
perdón, como dicen los mexicanos.
Thank you for tuning in to the show today. Please don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, also wherever you check out your podcasts. Be sure to follow us there so you get weekly updates whenever we upload a new podcast. And also be sure to go to our website, www.morespeaks.com. Check out all the episodes there as well. Spotify, Apple, wherever you check out your podcasts. And we are out today. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you to Kika for being on our show today. Really enjoyed it. We out. Thank you for listening to More Speaks. We are out. Have a good one. Thank you.
Welcome to More Speaks.